USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eric Adams is the Democrat candidate for the New York City mayoral race.
And now I believe is the time when this city is going through a painful moment, a dark moment. Are we going to turn that darkness not into a burial but a planting? We're going to rise up. I believe in this city. I love this city. And the people of this city, they know me.
Adams became a police officer in 1984 and became captain right before leaving the force to run for the state senate in 2006. The election is November 2nd. A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
The Republican National Committee was hacked. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Republican National Committee was the victim of a cyber attack from hackers associated with the Russian government. In a statement Tuesday, the committee said that a contractor they work with was breached and all access from that company was immediately blocked. The RNC says none of its data was accessed. The attack comes as hundreds of businesses deal with a ransomware attack from another group of hackers believed to be operating out of Russia. The criminals demanding a $70 million ransom in that attack. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated in his home Wednesday, the interim prime minister announced. Moïse was killed about 1 a.m. local time by a group of assailants. The first lady was also injured in the attack. The attackers were described as Spanish-speaking. We'll have more information as it becomes available. Thank you very much for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history, Flash, 1976. For the first time in history, women are enrolled in the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. Flash, 1981. President Ronald Reagan nominates Sandra Day O'Connor, an Arizona Court of Appeals judge, to be the first woman Supreme Court Justice. Flash, 1946. Future President Jimmy Carter marries Eleanor Smith at the Plains Methodist Church in Plains, Georgia. Flash, 1930.
From the time of its discovery, it remained a challenge to engineers who sought to control it. Until the enactment in 1928 of the Boulder Canyon Project Act, authorizing the construction of Boulder Dam. In Black Canyon, where the Colorado River forms the boundary between Nevada and Arizona, in the very heart of the great desert of the Southwest, the United States Department of the Interior, through its Bureau of Reclamation, was directed to proceed with the construction of this mightiest of dams. Highways were pushed across the desert. Railroad lines thrust their ribbons of steel through the sagebrush and cactus. And transmission lines for construction power were brought hundreds of miles across the heat-stricken wastelands of the southern Nevada desert.
Construction of the Boulder Dam, now known as Hoover Dam, begins. Over the next 5 years, a total of 21,000 men would work tirelessly to produce what would be the largest dam of its time, as well as one of the largest man-made structures in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.